Good morning. Welcome to the DFS Army YouTube channel. I am Rez11, and you can find me on Twitter at Rez11Grinds. Going to take a look at the pitching for today, Saturday, the 17th of June. We have a 9-game day slate and a 4-game main slate. I think that's the way DraftKings has it separated. So let's just take a look. 9-gamer. We do have six guys at 9K and above, four guys at 10K and above. Mitch Keller being the top price guy. Bounced back after some rough starts with a very strong outing against the Mets. Not sure on his career numbers in Milwaukee. He's been worse on the road, even though his K numbers are way up on the road. The overall Milwaukee lineup isn't all that dangerous to me. I think Keller is certainly in play, but there is obviously blow-up ability. I don't think he's quite to the level of ace yet, but he does showcase it, and I do like the upside. Senga at home against the Cardinals, the struggling Cardinals offense. Senga has some elite upside, right? We've seen 28 plus in three out of the last five. Absolutely dominated Tampa Bay, dominated the Phillies, but around that he's had some rough starts. Walks are always an issue, and that's a big worry. I know St. Louis has been struggling, and the struggles can continue, but they are a veteran team, and I think they have guys that can take advantage of Senga and his issues with throwing strikes. He is a -165 favorite. I'm interested, but he'd be one of the first guys here on the chopping block for my player pool. Logan Gilbert, rough in two out of his last three starts. But aside from that, he was really strong. So I think he's certainly in play against a White Sox team that can strike out plenty. Something has got to give with his home numbers. The underlying numbers are elite. 0.82 whip, 1.95 average against, just three walks in 30 and two-thirds innings with 35 strikeouts. All those numbers scream, elite at home. But then you look and somehow he has an ERA of 4.11. He's just 1-3 in five starts. I would think there's some things that should kind of correct themselves there. I would be betting more on the ERA and the runs part, and the wins, obviously, correcting. So I'm interested in him, and I think I would have him ahead of Senga. He is a -155 favorite. The game has a total of just 7.5. I know that's not the end all be all, but it is part of the equation. Bryce Elder, probably the chalk spend up on this slate, hasn't been as strong at home, but he's still good. Couple rough starts in a row, both at home. K number just disappeared last game, but I think we should see a bounce back against Colorado here. Getting an extra day of rest coming into the start. Colorado lineup is pretty weak overall, so I think Elder's probably in a pretty solid start or spot. So Lucas Giolito, not somebody I really love using. He does have the upside. Went into New York and shut them down. He's definitely better at home, but the Seattle team does strike out plenty. And like I mentioned before, the total is sitting at 7.5 right now. There's just a lot of volatility with Giolito. The way he likes to pitch up in the zone, home runs can happen. And Seattle does have plenty of power to go with their strikeouts. Hunter Green, definitely going to be in play, stronger on the road. I think this Houston lineup is much weaker, obviously without Yordan Alvarez. The bottom half can definitely be had. So I'm a big fan of his upside. Going to be one of my favorite GPP options on the slate. Braxton Garrett has been throwing the ball really well. rough start against Kansas City. But aside from that, been really strong taking on a weaker Washington team. I understand Washington doesn't strike out a ton, but he's been phenomenal on the road as well. So Garrett's going to definitely be part of my pool. So as you can see, we have a lot of guys here at the top that are finding their way into my pool. So the more I get into it, the more likely, a guy like Senga is going to be out of my player pool, since I'm trying to get to 6 to 8 starting pitchers on a bigger slate. Look at Griffin Canning. It's been pretty decent. Strikeout numbers have been up, which is nice to see. Kansas City overall isn't an offense to be afraid of, but I'm just not sure if Canning has the upside we're looking for. Especially when I can pay 200 more for Braxton Garrett. Brandon Belak, very strong at home. A couple rough starts in a row, those are on the road. I think he's in play because the overall Cincinnati lineup isn't that strong. I know they started out June pretty hot. They were the offense I stacked to win the 50K, so I have a soft spot for Cincinnati. But I think Belak could be a sneaky option. excuse me, Wade Miley. I think he's in play, but I need to dig more into his rehab starts. So I'll put him more of a fringe guy. I will let people know in the DFS Army Discord one way or another what I decide to do with Miley later, but I'm intrigued enough that I want to dig in more. Christopher Sanchez, somebody that I am very interested in. Very solid K numbers in the minors. Does have some walk issues. His one start this year was against Colorado. Really solid. Didn't quite get to 5 innings. I do worry about him only getting 5 innings or 4 again. But I do like the spot. He's somebody that has intrigued me. So I am going to use him sparingly, but I will have some shares. Mike Myers, the last couple outings has fallen apart after some really strong ones. I don't think I can go there against the Angels. His strikeout numbers have come way down. I'm just not really going to be all that interested. So there's we have it. Look at this slate quick, and now we will jump into the 4-game main slate. From my understanding is there's some pretty serious weather to pay attention to in the Boston New York game. Doesn't look great right now, but I obviously there's a lot of time to go before that game. And a lot of times, these very early rough looking games have storms break up and it ends up clearing up a little bit better. I'm not sure that's going to be the case with this game, but we should just pay attention. Being a four gamer, we're gonna have to play most guys or be willing to play most. At the top, Eflin and Snell certainly in play in that taking each other on. Snell getting to take on his former team has absolutely looked great, along with just 2 runs over his last 4 starts. K numbers have increased each start. I think he's finally figuring things out again. And I do think he has a little animosity towards Tampa Bay. Not because he was traded to San Diego, because I think he prefers being in San Diego, but his last performance with Tampa Bay and getting yanked early against the Dodgers in the World Series, to me, that would be something that bothered me. Eflin, certainly in play, the upside's strong, hasn't been great on the road, which is a concern. Plus, the San Diego offense is starting to heat up a little bit. There's upside there, but I think there's a lot of volatility with him. So I might not make him my number two option. Surprisingly, Snell's going to end up my number one option, which is weird to say. A left-handed pitcher against Tampa Bay, usually something that doesn't end well, but I like the upside and I like the possible chip on the shoulder a little bit. Shane Bieber coming off of game to remind everybody that he can strike guys out, apparently. I don't really love picking on Arizona. But on the slate, we might have to. Bieber is solid enough, especially if he can carry over those K numbers. He's a -115 favorite. Not a massive favorite on the slate. Snell is a -115 favorite in that game as well. Bobby Miller, going to probably be my number two guy. He's looked phenomenal in his short time in the major leagues. Just not allowing a ton of hits. Does get a San Francisco team that can strike out, but they do hit right-handed pitching pretty well. So there's some volatility there. But he is the largest favorite on the slate at -165 right now. So, my general build probably gonna end up being Snell and Miller, and we try to get different at in the bats department. If the weather clears up enough, Brian Bello definitely an option for us. Strikeout numbers are strongest at home. Was very solid against the Yankees his last start. He's going to be an option for me as long as weather were to clear up. Alex Wood coming off of the injured list, not going to be interested in using him against the Dodgers. Tommy Henry, better at home, so yes, maybe, but the last two starts he's been atrocious. He did shut down a weak Colorado squad, was solid against the tough Philly squad. Maybe, we're gonna have to take some darts, and I'm not really afraid of the Cleveland lineup. They don't strike out a ton, but they don't have a ton of power either. So there's a route to having a decent game. And if that's the case, that opens up quite a bit of being able to stack maybe the LA offense, or the Boston offense now suddenly if that game plays. But yeah, so there we have it. If you enjoy what I bring to you, please hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, turn the notification bell on, get that alert anytime we drop videos at DFS Army. If you want to join us, get access to the coaches and our tools, I will put links in the description below. You can use promo code RAZ, that's RAZ, for 10% off. And as always, best of luck, everybody.